Hello, this is Can't I Get a Podcast? I am Chris Gross.
Can I get a podcast?
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Can't I Get a Podcast? It is Wednesday, January 16th, here at the luxurious Cumulus Studios. I am Jeffrey Guberstein alongside Chris Gross.
Hello, Jeffrey.
Hello, Chris. How are you today?
Things are good. Lots of stuff going on in sports. Lots of stuff we got to talk about. We've got, I don't even know how you would describe this. It's like an epidemic of transfers that we're seeing in college football.
An epidemic's a great adjective to use, yes.
So we'll talk about that coming up. But first, we've got trade talk. The Mavs are in the news on heavy rotation right now.
The Mavericks are reportedly actively shopping Dennis Smith Jr. We don't know exactly why or who or what or how, but it sounds like this is headed towards an end sooner rather than later.
Yeah, sources say that you've got the issue of Dennis Smith Jr. on court with Luka, just trying to find that fit. And sources, I believe it was from the Dallas Morning News, that there's also the issue between Dennis Smith Jr. and Rick Carlisle. And that's been reported. Obviously, nothing we've seen, you know, during a game on the sideline or anything. Those are some of the reported issues. And actually, ESPN's Tim McMahon said it on 103.3 FM on DAC yesterday. He said, we've probably seen Dennis Smith Jr.'s last game as a Maverick.
And it's really weird. I mean, this was a really abrupt ending to this partnership. Obviously, Dennis and Rick, they're going to have their disagreements. Carlisle's really hard on point guards, and he's really hard on rookies. And Dennis is a rookie point guard, so it was gonna be a rough patch there. I thought they could get through it. I thought Dennis would be able to develop into someone that Rick would, you know, give the kingdom to, like he did Jason Kidd, like he has JJ Barea, Devin Harris,
yeah,
that he would completely trust. And the whole Dennis and Luka thing is really weird because, first of all, Dennis has missed a lot of time.
Yeah. And I believe they've only played like 20-something games
together.
Yes,
they've only played 20-something games together. And I'm not sure if that's enough of a sample size where you can say, oh, this for sure isn't going to work. But if you're looking at it right now, obviously, the numbers say Luka is better. Well, yeah, the team is better when they are not playing together, you know?
Yeah, and it is weird because think about, I don't want to say he revitalized his franchise quite like Luka has. Luka's come in, he's got the national attention, but Dennis, he made a big splash with this team last year.
Yeah, I mean, what, he was all rookie second team. He should have won the dunk contest.
He got robbed big time.
He absolutely got robbed, and that was, you know, he was a Maverick in the dunk contest. So the Mavericks, he had some national attention, but obviously this, we all know, and he knows it, this is Luka's team going forward.
Yeah, and that's the issue, too, that you've run into. It's weird thinking about your, now, Dennis Smith Jr., here's another thing you have to talk about. Dude is very injury prone. He's had issues back to high school and college. That's why he's missed time. They say he's been out with a sore back. Okay, maybe true. Don't know if that's now a we're sitting him until we can move him type thing. But the guy has dealt with injuries a lot. And that's something you got to keep in mind. But adding all that to say, dude has not played a full NBA schedule yet.
Right.
He has not gone through a full 82 games of NBA basketball, and it's just weird looking at, we're not even 82 games into this guy's career. He came in as a first round pick and he's already clashing because the Mavs didn't have a good year last year, and you got what is looking right now to be a transcendent player in Luka Doncic.
And I don't know if it's if Dennis has an ego problem,
yeah,
because I don't think he does. In my dealings with him in the last year and a half or so, he's been a really pleasant guy to talk to. He seems like he's a really humble guy. But I think that the fact is that on the court, he is playing a role that he's not used to, because the role he's used to is dominating the ball and making things happen for his team. And he's not doing that at the moment. And so I think that's a factor as well.
I think it's kind of a situation where he's not a guy who wants to play off ball. But when you draft a Luka Doncic, that was not a guy the Mavs were going to pass on. And now you're just kind of in the situation where it's like, we're going to try to make this work between both guys. And it's not. And that was the other thing I said, too. I you're in the locker room, you can tell me. I never thought there was any kind of issue between Luka and DSJ.
No, Luka and DSJ off the court are friends. I believe it was also the Dallas Morning News. Their girlfriends are friends too. So, and they play Fortnite together all the time, yeah, and whatnot. So it's, there's no personal issues here. It's, I think it's strictly on court business, and it's unfortunate that it's going to come to an end here pretty soon. The team that's been reported the most that the Mavericks are trying to partner with is the Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
The Magic have some interesting pieces that could come back this way, but I'm not sure if those pieces are worth giving up on a 21-year-old point guard for.
He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. We're talking about the trade rumors swirling around the Mavericks and Dennis Smith Jr. And yeah, the proposal, I guess it was just a source or speculation we saw yesterday, was DSJ and Wesley Matthews for Aaron Gordon. That was something we saw come out yesterday. And you know what, man? I'm not huge on getting rid of Dennis Smith Jr., but if you can get Aaron Gordon back and you want to get rid of Wesley Matthews, I'm in.
Man, I'm not a huge Aaron Gordon guy. I think he makes a little too much for what he does, and I really like Dennis. So I think if you could off Wes Matthews and get Aaron Gordon back in return, I would be okay with it, I think.
Yeah, I think that was, I remember a couple weeks ago people were saying you're going to move DSJ and get like Mo Bamba in return.
That's not happening. I don't think it'll be a straight one-for-one, two-for-one deal. I think it's going to be a pretty complicated deal that happens. Maybe some picks involved, maybe even a third team involved. We don't know yet.
That is an NBA special. You always get a third team involved. You got to get players going this way, make a triangle. So before we move on, we'll talk a little college football here. By the time we record our next podcast, which will come within a week, week and a half, do you think Dennis Smith Jr. will still be on the Mavericks?
No, he will be traded by the Mavericks when the Mavericks tip off against Indiana on Saturday. He will not be on the Mavericks.
Oh wow! So you're saying he's got one more potentially, and he's questionable for tonight. I haven't seen anything else.
I will break this news to you. He's not playing tonight.
So we've seen Dennis Smith Jr. in his last game as a Maverick.
Yes, we have.
This is the last game we'll see him in street clothes on the Dallas bench,
if he's even on the bench, because he actually does have or did have a stomach bug. That wasn't a fake.
Right. The quote unquote illness that he's dealing with.
It was legit. It was legit.
So who knows, depending on how long this podcast sits in your feed, Dennis Smith Jr. might be gone, according to Jeffrey Cooperstein, by the time you actually listen to this.
You should listen to it as soon as it's posted, though.
I agree. But look, we just came from a meeting up here, podcast.
Great meeting.
People love podcasts. We might be fighting for some listening dominance, and people got some heavy feeds.
Oh, yeah.
I know people got some heavy podcast feeds. He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. This is Can I Get a Podcast? Let's talk about the epidemic that is sweeping through college football, introducing us to the thing known as the transfer portal. We'll talk about that next on Can I Get a Podcast?
Welcome back. Can I Get a Podcast? I am Jeffrey Cooperstein. We just discussed the ramifications of the Dennis Smith Jr. situation, Chris. Let's move on to, I think this is our favorite topic, and it's college football.
College football.
Who doesn't? There's an absolute epidemic that is sweeping through this sport, and it is the quote-unquote transfer portal. First of all, I have a question for you. Do you think the transfer portal actually exists?
No.
Okay, same.
I think it's fictitious. I think it's something that is made up. It might be something that exists in like an alternate reality. The other thing I think when I think transfer portal, I also think of guys, I don't know where like the NCAA's head base is, but I like to think of it being when Jalen Hurts decides where he's going to go, and today he decided
he goes to the head base and like goes through like a rift like they have in Fortnite, and he gets there.
He goes through an actual portal,
yeah,
and he ends up in Lincoln Riley's office. That's what I want to think the transfer portal is.
As we are recording this at about 2:30 on Wednesday, about a couple of hours ago, Jalen Hurts committed to Oklahoma to play his final season of eligibility. He is one of hundreds of players who are in this transfer portal.
Now, this is the first year of the transfer portal, and I think that's why we've started. It's more on the national stage, all the transfers we're getting. I don't know if we're having a significantly more amount this year than we are in previous years. I think part of it is just because there is that
it's a centralized hub.
Yeah, and people can go on it and look, okay, Jalen Hurts has entered his name into the transfer portal. So-and-so has entered their name into the transfer. It's right there for just every person to go see. Do you think this is an issue, all the transfers we're seeing?
No, and here's why. Because, and I know this is an argument that's been used ad nauseum, but coaches can move without penalty wherever they want, whenever they want. Players should be able to do the same. And so if they're not getting the proper playing time that they want, they need, they should be able to go in this transfer portal and go where they please. Should they have to sit out a year? I probably think so, that they should have to sit out a year, but they should be able to go wherever they want.
I think, and that's my argument, is with the coaches, where a coach can just straight up leave, go somewhere, and be on the coaching sideline the very next year. And here's where I go. I think here's what you do. You get rid of the sitting for 1 year. You allow schools to block any in-conference transfers. I'm not down with if Jalen Hurts wants to leave Alabama for Oklahoma, and I don't know if Nick Saban tried to shoot it down, or I don't know. But if Nick Saban tried to shoot that down, dude, get over it. Now, if Jalen Hurts wanted to transfer to, let's say, Missouri hadn't gotten theirs yet. Okay, you can't do that. You can shoot down an in-conference transfer.
Now, what's the difference? Just because you're going to play against them?
Yes.
I mean, should that really matter?
I think it does. Especially in the Big 12, where it's a team you see every year, where if a guy goes from Texas Tech to Oklahoma and he takes everything he knew about the play calls, the playbook, and that's a team you will be seeing. Or let me put it this way.
There's an actual example of this happening.
Okay.
Texas defensive back John Bonney transferred like the day before fall training camp started in August. He transferred to Texas Tech as a grad transfer. It was eligible immediately, and Texas still won. So I don't know if it's that big of a deal it's in conference.
And that was Herman let him go.
Yes.
He could have blocked it. Well, I'll put it this way. If you play that team that season, I think you have to sit.
Like in that particular game?
I think the season.
The season.
I think the season. And look, you can still transfer and take those secrets if you want, but I think that deters guys from transferring because they want to play. So I do that, but outside of that, I get rid of the year because I think it's the same with coaches. You know, if Scott Frost wants to leave UCF and coach Nebraska the very next year, why can't a player follow him there?
Sure.
He was a recruit, and the way I do this, you make one of two things. You say you can only transfer once, or you say your next transfer, you have to sit out a year.
Now, that's what I was going to bring up. I think there needs to be a limitation. You shouldn't be able to enter your name into the transfer portal every year.
Right.
I think a one-time transfer should be a one-time transfer, like in the same like subdivision, FBS, you can transfer right. One time. If that doesn't work out, you can go down to FCS and so on and so forth.
And I'm good with that. I think, look, I don't know if it's an issue. It's just weird where we're now getting like into almost free agency in college football.
Yes, no, it is. And I think it's actually really fun.
I think it is too because
dude, I mean, like there are guys, like I don't follow recruiting religiously by any means, but there are guys when you like if somehow you had a list of that transfer portal, you could look at those names and be like, "Oh yeah, I remember that guy when he was getting recruited." So I think it adds like it's just entertaining.
And the reason I think it's a good idea to allow these kind of transfers is when you get into situation like TCU's going into for next year, a team that can win in 2019, but the piece you're missing is quarterback. And your options are an incoming freshman who just graduated from high school and is coming to campus early, or a guy who's recovering from nerve damage. You should be able to go out and say, hey, somebody wants to come play here for a year, or if you want to be a grad transfer, even if you don't, if you want to come play here, come on down for a year.
Sure.
And I think that's where things get fun and interesting because you would, if there were no transfers or a guy had to sit, you'd be going into a year where TCU has a good team and you really don't know what you're going to get out of the quarterback position.
And speaking of TCU, Alex Stelton grad transfer from Kansas State going to the Frogs in 2019. What's your thoughts?
Well, that was what we saw last night. The news came out today that Kansas State hasn't officially approved it yet.
Uh-huh.
So we're not sure. Again, you've got an in-conference transfer.
Which I believe the rule is that they could block that.
Yes. Yeah. And so not for sure yet. Look, like I said, they needed a quarterback for this year. I don't really like the move. What this says to me is they thought they were going to have a chance at Jalen Hurts.
Yes,
Jalen Hurts was planning to visit TCU. He eventually passed up on it. He went to visit Miami when he was supposed to come visit TCU. Oklahoma.
Speaking of Miami and the transfer portal, our favorite boy, Tate Martell, going to Miami.
Tathan Martell winding up with the Hurricanes. I don't know, man. I'm not a huge fan of the move.
I've watched Alex Delton for a couple of years now. He's a really good running back.
He's not.
But he's a quarterback.
He's not going to be. He's definitely not Jalen Hurts. And
I don't think he's Sean Robinson.
He's not. Unfortunately, Sean Robinson's not on campus anymore.
That's another story.
That's another issue. But look, I think it's good. We just have to have a couple limitations because I agree the player should have the same kind of options that the coaches do, but I also don't want it to be a guy like, okay, let's say Tate Martell. He ends up at Miami and he says, you know what? I'm not getting any playing time here. I'm going to go somewhere else. That's when we've entered the realm of just
overkill ridiculousness.
Yes. Yes. So there's our college football discussion. Before we get out of here and step into our own transfer portal and sign off for the podcast, we're going to close things out like we always do. It's with the 24-second shot clock. You get 24 seconds to talk about whatever you want. And when that time is up, you hear the buzzer and you've got to stop talking. I'll go first here, Jeffrey. I want to talk about a tweet I saw last night. The Apple has released $129 new cases about to extend battery life of their phone. I did not realize I have an iPhone 6S. I've had this phone for like 4 years. I did not realize I could have taken my phone in any day out of the 365 days last year and gotten a new battery for $29. I didn't know. I wish I knew, because now I use my phone for about 5 seconds and I'm at like 70%.
For $29, you could have gotten a completely new battery.
They rolled out this new battery plan because I guess there was this report that came out that said they were throttling old phones basically to make people buy new ones.
Right.
And their response was, okay, to make people happy, we'll replace any battery from the iPhone 6 or newer for $29. And I don't know how I didn't see that story once, like at all last year.
That's interesting, man. Get you an iPhone 10. The battery life's great.
I know. I need
My 24-second shot clock, the Dallas sports world has a pretty impressive rookie class. You have Leighton Vander Esch, who made the Pro Bowl in his rookie season.
Yes.
Miro Heiskanen for the Stars made the All-Star team in his rookie season. And that's not even to mention Luka Doncic, who's probably going to make the All-Star team in his rookie season. So if you're a fan of Dallas sports right now, you have a lot of young, exciting players to look forward to. And hopefully that trend can continue into the future.
Who was the second guy?
Miro Heiskanen.
Never heard of that guy.
From Finland. He's a rookie. He's 19 years old as well. Is the only Dallas Star to make the All-Star team this year.
And he's a rookie.
He is a rookie.
Okay. There, we've reached our limit on Stars talk for
also,
the podcast.
Also, the third overall pick. You know who else was the third overall pick?
The third overall pick?
Luka.
Oh, I thought you were like, yeah.
They're both 19.
Actually, technically, no. He was the fifth pick.
No, he was the third pick. Trae Young was the fifth pick. And they were traded for each other.
Okay. I'm all out of whack because I knew that the Hawks drafted Luka and then they traded.
Right.
So I was totally thrown off. Okay. You know what? You're absolutely right.
Yes.
That's going to close out the podcast.
That was a good one.
I don't have any time to make any more mental mistakes here. Find us on KESN1033.com. You can stream us there. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a rating, leave a review. And Jeffrey, that can only do so much. How can other people get the word out about the podcast?
You got to tell your friends, tell your coworkers, tell your mom, your dad, your girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend, and Chris, the other person you tell.
You have to tell your ex-wife.
Yep. That's more important than an ex-girlfriend.
If you listen to this podcast, As soon as it's over, you have to tell your ex-wife.
Even if you haven't talked to her in 20 years.
This is your bridge. This is your bridge here to build that relationship back. But he's Jeffrey Cooperstein on Twitter at jcoopjr27.
Yep.
I'm Chris Gross. Chris is Gross. Chris with a K on Twitter. That's going to do it. We'll be back next week with another episode of Can I Get a Podcast?
Okay, thanks.